7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. County public health directors have urged Governor Jared Polis to institute local stay-at-home orders where warranted, which so far hasn't happened. CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus has more.
A stay-at-home order is a blunt instrument, and it's damaging to the economy. But local public health directors say it's just about all that's left to keep the COVID pandemic under control. John Douglas runs Tri-County Health.
We don't have enough people to call everybody who's infected and do a case investigation. We don't have nearly enough people to do contact tracing.
CPR News obtained a letter from Douglas and other public health directors asking Polis to follow the state's guidelines, even if that means issuing lockdown orders. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In an email sent to CPR News, the governor's office says it would only consider a statewide lockdown if a lack of medical capacity reached life-threatening levels. Ouray County has tighter coronavirus restrictions and a rise in cases, CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The state health department ordered the changes, which include capping indoor seated events and church services at 100 people and sports at 25. Many Western Slope communities have had to scale down public life as coronavirus cases have soared. Nearby Pitkin County limited group sizes right before Halloween. And Mesa County, which was largely untouched by the virus for months, is now categorized as high risk. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Five schools in the Western Slope's largest school district have active outbreaks of COVID-19. District 51 in Mesa County says the outbreaks are in two high schools, a middle school, an elementary school, and a K-8 charter school. The charter school switched to remote learning last week, but the others are still open. District officials say all of the outbreaks are under control. Western Colorado has highs in the 40s this afternoon, 40s around Denver today. This is CPR News.